2024 new music from Waxahachie with MJ Lenderman. That's right back to it.
You're listening to WGXC, ACRA, 90.7 FM.
Do you enjoy the arts, have an interest in art classes and meeting your local creative community? Then join us at the Athens Cultural Center on the first Friday of each month from 5 to 7 p.m. View our latest exhibition over free nibbles and drinks hosted by our ACC board members and get to know us. We are at 24 2nd Street in Athens and online at athensculturalcenter.org. We look forward to meeting you.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
Wavefarms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Marxis in Ghent, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Ocho, seis, uno,
tune in the Radio Art Hour, Saturdays at 3 p.m. on WGXC. A show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio, radio. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Radio.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Wavefarm Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Tune in the Radio Art Hour, Saturdays at 3 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek Presents One Hitters, those 70s leftovers, Volume 1, on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Corey McCaslin here to begin a three-part wrap-up for the decade, including originals by Mouth McNeil, Chuck Brown and the Soul Searchers, and others, along with covers and samplings of decade classics by Garbage, Queen Latifah, and more. First up, a quick serving of Geek Speak. Updating the growing circle of interest around buying Paramount. Thankfully, no further word on that Warner's merger that even Wall Street shook its head at. Wall Street Journal has reported original interested party Skydance Media is mulling an all-cash bid for National Amusements, the parent company. Subsequently, Bloomberg reported Apollo Global Management, a private equity firm with fingers already in several media companies like Legendary and Cox Media Group, as well as Yahoo, have approached the investment bank advising National Amusements with their own offer. It might not have been so much an end to strikes as a brief reprieve. International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees President Matthew Loeb said at a CES panel they will go on strike if this spring's negotiations with the AMPTP don't go well. Leave Richard alone! Wasn't enough to scream that regarding the supposed wellness check podcast that turned into a stalking of reclusive fitness guru Richard Simmons, apparently. As Simmons himself quickly came forward on Facebook to disavow the now-in-development Pauly Shore starring biopic, saying he's never given permission for this, no longer as a manager or publicist, and just wants to live a quiet, peaceful life. The way has been confirmed, as Lucasfilm announced the next theatrical Star Wars film will be The Mandalorian and Grogu, directed by Jon Favreau, and expected to start filming later this year. Where this leaves a fourth season is unknown, The Hollywood Reporter saying that while the next season was fully written, priorities have shifted to focus on the movie. The announcement also confirmed a second season of Ahsoka is coming, which will likely lead into the Dave Filoni-directed crossover movie. However, despite the Phantom Menace's best efforts, all signs indicate the Rey-led New Jedi Order is still a go. Meanwhile, Diego Luna told Variety on the Emmys red carpet that Andor Season 2 filming was 99% completed, though given the extensive post-production work, it likely won't drop until early next year. Paramount isn't putting all of its Star Trek cinematic eggs in the long-delayed Kelvinverse wrap-up. Deadline breaking, they've signed Toby Haynes, vet of many genre shows including Andor, Doctor Who, and appropriately enough, the classic Black Mirror Trek homage USS Callister, to direct what's only being described now as an origin movie. It's taken a long, long time, but classic indie fantasy comic ElfQuest may finally come to animated life. Deadline broke that the last Amazon's Susan Hurwitz Arneson will pen and show run an hour-long animated series adaptation of Wendy and Richard Penny's long-running Dark Horse comic. Now, if we could only finally get that Jeff Smith's Bone adaptation past the finish line. Speaking of finish lines, get ready to run from the Rage Zombies again as THR broke original director Danny Boyle and writer Alex Garland are reuniting for 28 years later, the long-delayed follow-up to the 2002 classic that began the revitalization of the zombie genre and its flawed but is still enjoyable 2007 sequel. It's being sold as the first in a new trilogy, with Boyle directing the first installment and producing slash co-writing all three with Garland. Based off the rejected budget of $75 million, it's clear this is going to be on a grander scale. The Insnyder following up that Warner's, Universal, and Paramount are all pursuing the project. Our first set begins with the original recording of Malcolm McNeil's infectious classic, How Do You Do?
You could make me cry. I only know it's long ago you said I love you too, but I got one solution left. We're gonna start anew.
How do you do? I thought we're not, na-na-na-na, just me and you, and then we can na-na-na-na just like before. And you will say, na 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 na, please give me more. And you will think, na 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 na, hey, that's what I'm living for.
How do you do? I'm for fun, na 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 na, just me and you. And then we begin, na 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 na, just like before. And you will say, na 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 na, please give me more. And you will think, na.
before, and you will say, na 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 na, please give me more. And you will think, na 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 na, hey, that's what I'm living for.
How do you do? I thought by now, na 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 na, just me and you. And then again, na 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 na, just like before. And you will say, na 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 na, please give me more. And you will think, na 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 na, just me and you, and then we can, na 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 na,
just like before, and you will say, na 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 na,
please give me more, and you will think, na 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 na, hey, that's what I'm living for.
In a black bikini. Oh, she looked so good, she couldn't be real. She must be a magic genie, but she disappeared around the corner. All I saw were three doors and the top of her bikini. I made it through the first door, there was a party going on. I asked about the chick, but what they said was freaky.
Kaboom, chick, kaboom, don't you just love it?
Which took me to Africa, I presume. This really far-out cat was screaming half crazy. Fall, fall, the doom, ball, the long, bam, boom. I said, hey man, cut that jive and tell me where the chick went. But it looked at me as pleased as could be and said these words, but I wonder what he meant.
Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom. Don't you just love it, chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom. Don't you just love it, chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom. Don't you just love it, chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, boom, boom.
Oh, don't you just love it? Don't you just love it? Don't you love it? Don't you love it? Oh, yeah, don't you love it? Don't you just love it now? I opened the third door and there she was. And she whispered so sexy and low. Ooh. I tried to do the same and impress her with my style. But why is this? I never know.
Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom. Don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom. Don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom. Don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Don't you know I love it?
Boom, chick-a-boom. Don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom. Don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom. Don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, boom, boom. Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom. Don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom. Don't you
That was Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep by Mac and Katie Cassoon, which peaked on Billboard's Top 40 at number 20 on October 2nd, 1971. For that was Daddy Doudrop with Chicka Boom, Don't You Just Love It, which made it to number 9 on May 8th, 1971. The set began with the original recording of worldwide hit How Do You Do by Malcolm McNeil, the re-recording peaking at number 8 on the US charts on July 22, 1972. Now for a little funk, starting with Funky Nassau by The Beginning of the End.
Nassau's gone funky, Nassau's gone soul. We've got a doggone beat now, we're gonna call our very own. Nassau rock and Nassau roll. Nassau's got a whole lot of soul. Feel alright. Mini skirts, maxi skirts, and afro hairdo. People doing their own thing, don't care about me or you. Nassau's gone funky. Nassau's got soul now. Oh yeah. And we've got a doggone beat now. We're gonna take care of business too. Listen to the drummer playing his beat. Listen to the bass man, go get that same groove every. Listen to the guitar, give that soul some tune.
Come on, let me hear y'all say, I feel like bustin' loose.
Prior set beginning with the beginning of the end's Funky Nassau, which got to number 15 on July 17th, 1971 Billboard Top 40 chart, followed by Busted Loose Part 1 by Chuck Brown of Soul Searchers, which peaked at number 34 on April 7th, 1979. Our next set kicks off with a true novelty, Australian nun slash radio host Sister Janet Mead's pop rock rendition of The Lord's Prayer.
Take me now, baby, here as I am. Hold me close, try and understand. Desire is a hunger, it's the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed. Come on. jeweled disguised as lust, here in our bedroom till the morning comes.
Forgotten Geek presents One Hitters, Those 70s Leftovers, Volume 1 on WGXC continues. The Lord's Prayer, as reinterpreted by Sister Janet Mead, led that set, peaking at number 4 on April 13, 1974. That was followed by Garbage and the Screaming Females' rendition of Because of Night, the Patti Smith classic, peaking at number 13 on June 24, 1978. Now, for an appearance by the Ghost of One Hitters' Future, here's Onyx sampling the Welcome Back Hotter theme for the sequel to their hit, Slam Harder.
Oh, TV. The chicks dig that, but we rap for them streets where them dogs play at. So back the off, coming through, get your slam on. Y'all the hardest niggas in rap, you're dead wrong. Y'all the niggas sitting on 20s with no gas money. Y'all niggas think I shine out like Pop, who gas money? Like you really pop shots in the club, you only pop bottles of bub. Y'all ain't got no real street love. To the death, to the ghetto, my kids were heavy metal on the everyday hustle. Never ready to settle off. Back together with that classic terror onyx. Back forever busting. Gas together, what?
Come and rock cousin. He can't turn me inside out. For those who dare to come into my house.
Don't make me wait. Come into my house.
Badness. Remember me from Wrath of My Madness. It's my rap my that rap. Rocks this party. I'm a hijack and jack your body. This is not an erotic interlude. Keep in mind, I move multitudes. The Asiatic black woman, hardcore beat drumming. It's hard to keep a good woman down, so I keep coming. Blow for blow, I take and I give some. Still I rise and I symbolize wisdom. I hope the lyrical display has you aroused. It's an open invitation. Come into my house.
That was the original recording of Gloria Estefan's cover of Turn the Beat Around. The remix included on the soundtrack of the forgettable Stallone bomb The Specialist was a hit in its own right, the original Vicky Sue Robinson version making it to number 10 on August 14th, 1976. Before that was a double sampling of 70s classics, Queen Latifah's Coming to My House, which included elements from the legendary Funkadelic's soul mainstream top 40 hit One Nation Under a Groove, peaking at number 28 on November 18th, 1978, and Anita Ward's disco classic Ring My Bell, dancing all the way to number 1 on June 30th, 1979. The penultimate set began with Onyx's Slam Harder, which sampled John Sebastian's Welcome Back TV theme, peaking at number 1 on May 8th, 1976. The final full set of this installment begins with country legend and early 60s chart mainstay Skeeter Davis's take on the double-charting anti-war classic 110 Soldier.
Vem comigo no meu barco azul, vou te levar
cerimônia. Vou mostrar as coisas que tem lá. Eu vou te dar o meu amor. Nos rios da Babilônia. Vamos ver os templos e os jardins erguidos por um amor. Os lagos, os pescadores e um rei escritor. Vamos ver a deusa do luar, o astrólogo, o caçador, sentir o calor do vento, aquecer nosso amor.
Yeah.
last set of the day began with Skeeter Davis's rendition of One Tin Soldier. The original cast, 60s one-hitter, making it back into the charts in 1971 through proto-metal pioneers Coven's cover, which peaked at number 26 on November 27th, and would crack the top 100 again over two re-releases over subsequent years, including for its place as a theme to the second Billy Jack movie. Then came Perla's Rios de Babilonia, covering the Melodians' 1970 classic that gave Legends' Boney M. their biggest mainstream hit, their version peaking at number 30 on August 26, 1978. Finally, we heard Honky Tonk's cover of Mott the Hoople's indelible glam anthem, All the Young Dudes, the Bowie Penn classic cracking the top 40 at number 37 on November 11, 1972. Thanks for listening. I'll be back in 3 weeks to continue our last dance through the 70s. Stay safe as we go out with the Rhythm Scholar remix of Walk on the Wild Side sampling Can I Kick It by A Tribe Called Quest.
Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the tribe flies high.